This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It is 18 hours on Phoenix FM. Up next, the Phoenix FM main news.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on SuperSport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Government releases over 43 million kwacha to clear Tazara workers' salary arrears. 498 people die in road accidents in the first quarter of 2025. And in global news, at least 300 people killed during the post-election violence in Mozambique. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Government has released over 43 million kwacha to clear 3 months' salary arrears for Tanzania Zambia Railway Authority Tazara workers. On Monday this week, Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayari held a meeting with Tazara management and union representatives in which he urged employees who had gone on strike over arrears to get back to work. In a statement, Mr. Tayari assured the workers that government was deeply concerned about their plight and pledged to find money to pay them the remaining 3 months' arrears. He said, as per promise, the Ministry of Finance has released a total of 43,242,756 kwacha to settle the 3 months' arrears. Mr. Tayari says, going forward, government wants to see grievances resolved amicably without any service disruption, that would inconvenience travelers and free flow of goods to and from Tanzania. The Zambia police says the country in the first quarter of 2025 recorded 8,809 road traffic accidents, resulting in 498 deaths and 4,157 injuries. Police spokesperson Reha Monga says of the total accidents, 410 were fatal, in which 498 people died, 832 were serious accidents with 1,550 serious injuries, 1,814 were slight accidents with 2,607 minor injuries, while 5,753 were damage-only accidents. Mr. Hamonga says this shows a 286 case increase from the same period last year. He says Lusaka province recorded the highest number of road traffic accidents, accounting for 4,753 cases, followed by the Copperbelt with 1,216 cases, while Western Province had the lowest number of accidents with 177.
Lusaka province recorded the highest number of road traffic accidents, accounting for 4,763 cases, followed by Kwa Belt with 1,216 cases. The remaining provinces recorded as follows: Central Province had 818, Northwestern 461, Southern 443, Eastern 288, Muchinga Province 287, Northern Province 189, Wapula Province 185, and Western Province recorded 177. The comparative analysis of the first quarter of 2024 is compared to the first quarter of 2025. When compared to the first quarter of 2024, there is a noticeable increase in both fatal accidents and fatalities.
Copperbelt Energy Corporation, CEC, has confirmed receipt of a partial payment of $10.36 million from Konkola Copper Mines, KCM, towards a $11.84 million court-ordered debt. CEC Head of Corporate Communications and Investor Relations, Verona Nkolola, however, states that contrary to KCM's recent statement, CEC has under no circumstances agreed to be classified classified as a Class 2 creditor under the creditor scheme of arrangement, and that the corporation's position remains that it is a preferential creditor to KCM. Ms. Nkolola explains that the High Court had ruled in favor of CEC, ordering KCM to pay over $29.6 million, which KCM failed to comply with, prompting CEC to seek enforcement. She has said in a statement that despite KCM's attempts to stay execution, the courts have dismissed these applications. Ms. Nkolola has stressed that the actions by CEC are aimed at protecting commercial rights and interests and not disrupting KCM's operations. She adds that as a publicly listed company, CEC prioritizes safeguarding its investments and contributing to national development. Indo-Zambia Bank has signed a memorandum of understanding with the Dairy Association of Zambia to provide loan facilities to its members in a move aimed at boosting financial inclusion and productivity in the dairy sector. Speaking at the signing ceremony in Palavana today, Indo-Zambia Bank Managing Director Brajesh Singh commended the association's growth, which now encompasses 74 cooperatives with over 7,000 members. Mr. Singh said this expansion has helped the association increase its annual milk production capacity to 75 million liters. He expressed optimism about the partnership, describing it as a long-term collaboration founded on shared values of empowerment, economic activity, and productivity.
Indo-Zambia Bank Limited is proud to officially enter into a memorandum of understanding with the Dairy Association of Zambia for the provision of loan facility to its members. Through this strategic partnership, the bank will extend agricultural scheme loans to all eligible members of the association under the terms and conditions laid down under this memorandum of understanding. This initiative underscores our continued commitment to supporting Zambia's agricultural sector and empowering small and medium enterprises within the dairy value chain. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important to highlight that the Dairy Association of Zambia was established in 2010 and has witnessed growth to 74 cooperatives and has in excess of 7,000 members.
And Dairy Association of Zambia Chief Executive Officer Victor Ngandu has welcomed the partnership, stating that the financial support would strengthen Zambia's agricultural sector and uplift small and medium enterprises across the dairy value chain.
And I will just give a caution that this is a commercial work, so it means that Madam Chairperson, when we are approving your members, we shall be with you to ensure that at least those farmers that are willing to get a loan are supported and are not put together as those who want to run away, as maybe perceived. I heard some of the questions that were being asked. Okay. So we need just to ensure that we do a good job, and
in global news, Mozambique's security forces carried out a brutal three-month crackdown on protesters after the country's election last year, a leading international rights group has said, citing local activists who alleged that more than 300 people were killed and more than 3,000 injured in the unrest. In its new report, Amnesty International called on Mozambican authorities to investigate the killings and all rights violations in the wake of the election and to bring law enforcement officials responsible to justice. Thousands of Mozambicans took part in waves of protests in the weeks after the October 9 presidential and parliamentary election, where Daniel Chapo of the ruling Frelimo party was declared the winner amid allegations of rigging and election fraud raised by his challengers and international observers. The BBC now reports on
the Supreme Court in London has ruled that the legal definition of a woman is based on biological sex. The case was brought by women's rights campaigners. They challenged the Scottish government's interpretation of conflicting legislation on transgender women. The judges said transgender people would not be disadvantaged by their ruling. Sudanese women's rights activists say paramilitary RSF fighters committed mass rape during the attack on Zamzam refugee camp. At least 25 women and girls were also reported to have been abducted by the RSF. Interpol has joined the investigation into an alleged $900 million fraud involving the Nigerian digital investment platform CryptoBank Exchange. Investors were locked out of their accounts on Monday ahead of the platform's collapse.
This is the 18 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.